Hello and welcome to the week at Audio Boo HQ. I'm pleased to announce that London is no longer on fire and service at Boo HQ is about as normal as it ever will be. This still included the boss, Mark, telling us about a lovely lemon sole he cooked, Colin laughing at a cow who got its head stuck in a ladder, thankfully not in our office, and me tweeting about a goat cam. That's a webcam focused on a small family of goats, in case you were wondering. I also got a tour of a police car, but this was purely to do an audio boo about how the cars are modified for the police and didn't involve any wrongdoing on my part. Honest, Gov. In big news this week, we've decided to open source the Android app to give something back to the open source community and allow faster innovation on this popular platform. If you're a budding Android developer and would like to give the evolution of the app a push, then drop us a line at info@audioboo.fm with Open Android in the subject line. Or check out github.com/audioboo. We've also partnered with the Settle Storytelling Festival to launch a storytelling competition, which will be judged by the UK Storytelling Laureate Taffy Thomas. So if you think you can spin a good yarn, or are the type to keep everyone amused with your storytelling skills, then make sure you enter. You've got until the 25th of September, but why wait until the last minute? Visit the Audioboo blog for how to enter. That's at blog.audioboo.fm. Talking of telling stories, actor, author and Audioboo user Robert Llewellyn, more commonly known as Crichton in the classic British sci-fi comedy Red Dwarf, is reading chapters of his book exclusively on Audioboo. The Man in a Rubber Mask gives a witty behind-the-scenes look at Red Dwarf. This week we've also been listening to breaking news from Libya, a vox pop about cheese and a newspaper article read out for the blind people of Southwark about a man being attacked by a Henry Hoover. Like I said, it's business as usual at Boo HQ. We're inspired by Audio Boo user on the Superfly's interview with his daughter about her favourite book. He's created a QR code that links the interview and stuck it into the book for posterity. What a nice idea. Let us know how you're using Audio Boo in interesting ways, and maybe we'll feature you in the weekly roundup next time. Until then, we'll be grooving to the sounds of the 80s at this weekend's Rewind Festival in Henley, and possibly at my friend's wedding too. So, have a good weekend, and don't forget to share your stories for the chance to win prizes with the Settle Storytelling Competition, brought to you in conjunction with Audioboo.